This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Visitors are coming back to downtown Denver. CPR's Sarah Mulholland has more.
The Downtown Denver Partnership says more than 250,000 people were in the area daily on the Friday and Saturday before the July 4th holiday. Those were the busiest days of the month. On the day of the All-Star Game, there were 230,000 people. The drop-off during the big game might seem surprising given all the fanfare, but Britt Deal of the Downtown Denver Partnership says the numbers are encouraging.
People are returning downtown. They're remembering what they love so much, whether it's over 4th of July weekend, whether it's during the MLB All-Star Game festivities, or whether it's just a normal weekend downtown.
Before the pandemic, about 250,000 people visited downtown on average for the month of July. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Colorado is spending more than $100 million in state and federal money to make sure more people can connect to the Internet. State Senator Jeff Bridges, who worked to set up the program, says the pandemic made it clear affordability is a factor in closing the digital divide. The state's Broadband Advisory Board says a main focus is digital equity, the idea that everyone should be able to connect to fully participate in society. Interior Secretary Deb Haaland will be in Grand Junction Friday. Her department is reviewing the decision to move the Bureau of Land Management to Grand Junction. She'll speak with local leaders about the future of the Bureau's headquarters. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.